Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The Packers' all-time leading scorer.
A game winner for Mason Crosby.
A Super Bowl champion.
Walk it off and win it for Mason Crosby.
Broadcasting live from the Buffalo Wild Wings in Green Bay, it's time for the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Thunder Nellis. Presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the NFL Draft.
Welcome in to hour number two of the Mason Crosby Show presented by Verizon. My name is Mitch Thunder Nellis. Our thanks again to Nick Barnett for jumping on the show. We are at Buffalo Wild Wings, literally just steps away from historic Lambeau Field. And you can feel the energy in the air. The NFL Draft, we've been talking about it for weeks. We've been talking about it for months. It is finally here. Round one tonight in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I'm now going to hand the mic over to the one, the only, the kicker, Mason Crosby, because he's got two special guests to bring into the show.
Say hi, guys. I got a couple guys. They just came wandering in off the streets. So got Darren College sitting next to me and Tony Moll, two of the three fat guys from Three Fat Guys Wine, two of my all-time favorite teammates. And, what's your week been looking like? You know, we had a fun event last night with the Packers, and what's your plan for draft day today?
Well, we've been able to be a part of a handful of different events, which is always fun to be able to come back to Green Bay and do this type of stuff. But kicked off the week Tuesday night, a big event at UWGB.
Nice.
Last night that was super fun doing the at Schreiber Foods.
Yep. Y'all had your own booth. Yeah.
We're crushing it. Yeah.
Was everybody drinking wine? I mean, everyone just got a little wine drunk last night.
We were forcing on everyone. Now. But I mean, between all the footballs that were needing to be autographed,
yes,
and like hitting, they're like holding their footballs and then
juggling.
We're like putting wine in their other hand, and they were like, "Do you want any more?" They're like, "Oh, we'll have to come back and get more." I mean, it was pretty fun.
Nice. Yeah. So. Yeah, and then did y'all stay for the concert last night? Did y'all stay for the Third Eye Blind?
No. Nothing against Third Eye Blind, but, like, we did a bunch of events the night before, too, and by that time I was like, I actually realistically got to get some sleep.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to come see Mason in the morning. Like, you kind of went hard in the paint the first night. Second night, it's like, rest, recover. Today we actually get to be sort of fans.
Yeah.
We're going to join the fans, and, you know, I plan on seeing the better half of a couple spotted cows and a few lining cougars.
No doubt.
So I'm trying to, but the app won't let me in.
Yeah, we need somebody logistically from the NFL to step up and help Tony Moll log into his NFL app so he can actually go to the draft.
I've tried three different emails.
Tony's
keeps
blocked.
Kicking me
He's
out.
Blocked. He's on some sort of list. They won't let him,
in. They're like, listen, we already got rid of you once. Yeah. We're not letting you back.
Exactly.
Sorry, the Packers have banned you from all things Lambeau Field property.
86th.
So let's dive right into some draft talk and talk about y'all's experiences being drafted here to Green Bay and what you can remember. We're all getting a little older, so it was a while ago, but tell me what that experience was like for y'all and whenever you you heard and like found out you're coming to Green Bay, you know, Wisconsin, like, you know, what that meant, and you know, if you did, you have to look on a map to know where it was, or did you already know where this place was?
Go ahead, Tony. I'll let you lead off.
All right. So, you know, for me, obviously, you know, I was drafted in the fifth round in 2006, and so for me, it wasn't a guarantee that I was going to be playing in the NFL. So it was obviously extremely special to receive that phone call. But, you know, just hoping for that next opportunity to be able to come up into the NFL, play some a couple more years, and, you know, hopefully make a career out of it. And so before the draft, I didn't get to go to the combine. You know, freshly switched over from tight end.
Didn't go to combine and no. Got drafted fifth round. And,
yeah. Got a handful of teams that flew me out to do special interviews back at the their facilities.
Yeah.
Came up to Green Bay and, you know, met with James Campen and
and
Joe Philbin and, you know, a couple other people. You know, they said I did extremely well with my interview, and, you know, they felt I'd be a really good fit. And so did a handful of other teams. And the Cowboys were kind of on the charge. They're, hey, we're looking at taking you in the third round or the fourth round.
Yeah.
Obviously, shifts happen. Things happen during the draft. And it just happened that the Cowboys were the pick after the Packers.
Oh, nice.
And so it's like, all right, this is going to be our chance. You know, here we go.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, Green Bay calls, and they're like, hey, we're taking you. And I'm, like, literally, like, shaking. I'm like, oh, my God.
That's so awesome.
And it was pretty cool experience. You know, my little tiny phone, pre-iPhone, right?
Yeah, what'd you have? A little, like, flip phone?
A little Nokia? No, not Nokia.
Like the
9961.
The coolest thing it did, right, you could sit it, and it would vibrate and, like, kind of, like,
it dance a little?
Yeah.
Outside of that, it was playing Snake, right?
I mean, exactly. Oh. Snake
so,
was the best.
Yeah, so, I talked with Ted Thompson, Mike McCarthy down the line, get all the way to Joe Philbin, and we have a good conversation. And he's like, hey, can I talk to your mom real quick? You know, just something like, hey, like, we're gonna take care of your kid, you know, blah, 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 blah. My mom has no idea who she's talking to.
Yeah.
She thinks it's like just someone random. And
yeah.
Like, okay, great, thanks, and hangs
Thank
up the
you.
Phone.
Thank you. That's so funny. I love that. That's
yeah.
You know, you were a true athlete, right? Because it was like, you know, you were tight end, and then you moved to tackle. So it was like, you're just a true Packers type of guy, where they're just like, all right, this guy can do a lot of things. He's got great feet, and let's bring him in and just try to refine that.
It's argued he's becoming a worse athlete. Actually trending
okay,
towards
so
less of
they
an
wanted
athlete.
To get him before he
yeah,
went
exactly. They
too
saw
far
the, peak.
The other way.
They
yeah.
saw the peak, and they're like, we're going to get him when he's just going to get fat.
Let's be honest, I peaked in high school.
I peaked in high school. I love that. Yeah, all right. I love that story, man. That's awesome, Tony. Yeah, Darren, tell us about your experience. You know, coming from Alaska, the North Pole,
yeah.
Right? Like, it's yeah. Tell us what your experience was like.
I mean, it was a long road, but I mean, like everybody at this table, none of us were first round picks, so
yep.
You know, everybody here got passed on by everybody.
Yeah.
So I was like,
the grinders.
Well, I'm like, we're obviously nobody's first choice. we're silver medals or below for everybody.
Yeah.
So. I've got a grudge against everybody at this point. I actually didn't think I was going to be a Packer. You know, I got wooed or whatever you want to say by so many other teams. You know,
yeah.
Got brought in for extra workouts, private trips. Traveled with a bunch of top linemen, did the whole nine yards, and really
it can
kind
be
of
a confusing process, right?
Yeah,
where
exactly.
You're like,
I'm like, you
oh
know,
man, these teams love me, and then like you don't hear from them for like a month.
Well, I think it was like the original ghosting, right? It was like you know, you're like, I think this team's really into me, and I felt like we kind of had a spark here,
yeah,
and then I never got a call again. Where the Packers, you know, they met with me one time. We met at the combine, and I was in my one pair of slacks I owned,
nice.
My one nice shirt,
yeah.
My one nice pair of dress
yeah,
shoes.
Yeah, you came out hot for it.
Did our private our private little tour trips where you go into each room, and I remember meeting with Joe Philbin and having a conversation that lasted, I kid you not, like 35 seconds, 40 seconds. And he's like, all right, none of this actually matters. And he started moving the furniture in the room.
What?
And we started doing base on base.
No,
me
you
and
weren't.
Campy. I kid you not. Campy and I are doing base on base. We're doing reach blocks. Elbows are tight. Hands. We're talking about position. We're talking about plays.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I am pouring sweat.
That's so funny.
I mean, at that point,
like, this is the only outfit I have.
Dude,
like,
at that point, I sweat peeling fruit. So it's not like it's not going to take much in this hotel room with like 30 other dudes to like really, really work up a lather.
Oh my gosh!
And I leave that interview, and they're like, "Hey, awesome to meet you. Great job, man. We'll be looking forward to you. We'll be watching the draft." They say all the right things.
Yeah.
I proceed to go to my interview next with the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's my very next. And I've got 2 minutes between these things. I'm sitting down. I'm having a bottle of water. I walk in, and coach is sitting there staring at me from San Francisco 49ers and goes, "What the hell's the matter with you?" And I was like, "All right, not getting drafted by the 49ers. Gotcha." I'm like, "Dude, Green Bay just took me through a workout.
Dude, are you nervous? Why are you sweating so bad?"
I'm like, "I'm definitely not going to the 49ers.
This guy's not
going to
make it. Like, he clearly can't handle any of this pressure.
Not prepared for the limelight."
That's so funny. Yeah. Those combine stories, like, it's an intense, you know, situation, and I'm just picturing you and Campy, like, you know, running through drills.
Locked up. And, you know, he's got that look in his eye like he still can play.
Oh,
like
he's so serious. Like, yeah, you know he was locked in. Yeah.
He actually took the cushion off the chair and was using it.
Yeah,
I'm like, "I'm assuming you guys paid a deposit here, right?"
Yeah,
I'm like,
seriously. This is destroyed this room.
I think the NFL's – it's the funniest thing in the world, right? Because there's nothing realistic about it. There's no other job in the world where you can walk in and be like, hey, I'd like you to come work for our hotel, but here's the deal. Like – do this job.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're going to physically assault you. You're going to physically assault us. We're going to strip you down to your underwear, take some pictures of you, and then we're going to broadcast that nationally.
Yeah, exactly.
And then we might not even take you.
Yeah,
like, who signs up for that?
We don't care what you do, like on the football field for these last 4 years. Like, it's this moment that's going to define exactly what your next career is going to be.
Yeah.
Mason, did you have to have your hand measured?
Yeah, I did. I mean, I was so yeah,
they're like as a kicker. They're like, your hand is extremely important.
Yeah, they're like, "Man, can you even hold the ball to put it on the tee? Like, we're concerned about this.
We might have to have you punt. Can you catch?"
Nope, absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, exactly. I was thinking I could do both, and they're like, "Yeah, your hands are too small. You can only kick."
Yeah, you were the original dual position guy.
I was going to be a dual threat.
Yeah, they're like, "Travis, this guy, never heard of him from Colorado." No, we had a Colorado kid. He played too. He punted and he kicked.
He was a dual threat guy.
He was a dual threat guy. The original dual threat.
The original dual threat sitting right here in Buffalo Wild Wings. Actually, outside of Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, in a tent. Can we not get a spot inside?
Yeah, they couldn't squeeze us in over inside, so we're out here in the tent. Oh, we got some hand warmers. Yeah, I mean, it's a little chilly out here, and, you know, guys are drinking coffee. But, you know, the energy just, you know, it did get ramped up with y'all sitting here. So I do want to talk about how it came to be that y'all created this wine label, in like how it started, being here in Green Bay, why that became like the next passion, and then, how all that's going with three Fat Guys Wine.
There we were.
There we
2007.
Were.
2007. Lambeau Field.
That's where the dream started?
You know, I think ultimately, you know, taking three offensive linemen in the draft is crazy.
Yeah.
Really, it's like, there's that much need to block for Brett Favre.
Yes,
right?
For sure.
And so I thought for sure, like, I'm fine for my job.
They were already preparing for Aaron, though. They knew what they were doing.
Yeah, but, you know, Darren was a lock-in. Jason's a lock at in the third round.
Yeah.
Here I am in the fifth. I'm, like, hoping for practice squad and whatever. And, you know, and so as much as our friendship is growing, I mean, I know I'm competing for a job with these guys, let alone everybody else in the line room.
So you're like, get them drunk every night. Yeah,
exactly.
Try to, like, slow everyone down. That was the plan. I get that.
And so we go out to dinner. I forget where we went. And Darren orders a bottle of wine. And I'm like, you drink wine? And he goes, yeah, we drink wine at our house. Yeah. And Jason chimes in and he's like, no, I do too. Like, one of my favorite wineries is in Sonoma. And I'm like, I'm literally from Sonoma.
Tony's like, I'm the mayor of Sonoma. Didn't you know?
And that's how we became best friends.
Awesome. Right there.
Did we just become best friends?
Hey, wine will do that. Like, that's an easy inroad. I have a similar story on my, like, first experience with any kind of decent wine was with Charles Woodson the night before a game. That was 2009. He's like, he gets defensive MVP that year, and I was like, the defensive MVP drinks wine before a game, night before a game. I'm going to drink a glass of wine every night before a game. Like, I'm going to be a baller.
Yeah. I'm going to figure this out, right?
Yeah, exactly.
If the best are doing it, I got to copy
route. That's right.
You're putting nutrient into your body.
Yeah. Right? I mean, and it's relaxing, right? Like, you're like, all right, I'm just going to get relaxed. Yeah. I'm going to, you know, get a good night's sleep and go out and ball the next day.
Exactly.
And let's be honest, nobody was walking around with our jerseys on.
Yeah, exactly.
But we could probably get people to walk around with booze. So they're like, hey, I'm going to wear a Brett Favre jersey, but I'll also take booze.
Yeah.
So
I love that.
I'm like, the wine seemed to work.
Yeah, so then, where can people find, Three Fat Guys Wine, and, what's kind of going on with the business?
We're slowly getting into distribution. We're more of a direct-to-consumer model. So you go to our website, threefatguyswines.com. You can buy the wine there. We'll ship it right to your door. Or come visit us out in Sonoma at our winery. We have a killer tasting room.
That's
it's super
awesome.
Fun. But outside of that, we do a lot of events around the country. We do a lot here in Wisconsin. There's always opportunities. Next month, we'll be down in Milwaukee for the Vince Lombardi Golf Classic.
Oh, yeah.
Always pouring wine at some event somewhere pouring. Around that as well.
Nice.
So we'll be in town for that. And, I think the best way, though, is, you know, to be a part of our wine club, you know. Mace is part of the club.
Yeah,
we got a lot of other guys.
Like we said, I sent Mitch Thunder Nellis some rosé for Christmas.
Major rosé drinker.
Big rosé drinker.
Big rosé guy.
Exactly.
I love that for him, too. He's a rosé all day kind of guy.
Rosé all day.
You can see it in his eyes.
Yeah. You can see it in his eyes. You just sense it from him.
Yep.
All right, well, let's just before we wrap up, I got to ask y'all, like, have you been following draft process, all the stuff for this year? Like, who do you think our pack's going to take? Do you think they're going to stay at 23? Do you think they're, what are they going to do?
I think they're going to move because I think they're always looking for a move. Like, I think the Packers are always looking for value everywhere they can. So it's like if they can trade or move around and get extra picks or whatever it's going to might be. Tony and I will tell you if they're not taking an offensive lineman, then they're not trying to win championship this year. But we also can't be cliche. So Tony said offensive line this year.
Well, we need to continue
Josh
to
Simmons,
bolster.
The guy from Ohio State, do you think that's somebody?
I think there's quite a few good guys out there.
Yeah.
I think to the point of, you know, being athletes, being a part of the program, I think the way that we look at people is different than what most people do. And throughout the season, you watch college football, I look at the offensive line, I'm looking how they're moving. And, you know, there's quite a few guys that are out there, especially coming out of the Big Ten, that I feel like could easily be picked up early in the first round. But, you know, Darren brought up a good point the other day. Picking up some edge rushing, I think, would be really good as well.
Yeah.
I mean, all I know is that there's a running back in the draft from Boise State.
Exactly.
That's damn good. And the last time they drafted a guy from Boise State, he helped take him to a championship, and it's the last one they won.
Well, so, I mean, those things match up.
Ipso facto. You get this guy from Boise State, you probably win a championship.
So
the
trade
next
up to
years.
Go get Ashton Jeanty.
Absolutely, because he ain't going to be there when they're picking. So you have to move. You know, we talk about value picks, we talk about extra picks, but where's the real value? And that's championships.
Yeah, just to go get championships.
I'm just telling you, last championship, these things line up. And might be a guy to grab from Nevada somewhere in the draft. Too,
so. Is there anyone from Nevada that's draftable this year?
There's a couple guys that I think will end up somewhere.
Okay.
You might see a late rounder in there.
Nice.
But, you know, the the Nevada program's been kind of in a little bit of an overhaul. So it's I don't know if it'll happen this year.
Well, I was just thinking this morning. I don't know if it was a dream or something that happened, but I was like, Shador Sanders, if he's sly, I'm like, I wanted to pose the question. If Shador Sanders is available at 23 with the Packers, how they like say like best available, if he's the best available player, like do you take Shador Sanders at 23?
I think you
and just get a quarterback for the next.
I think there's arguments to be made on both sides, right? I think there's also the Deion add-on, right?
Yeah.
And it's like there's a lot of people that are going to say, is that headache worth what the front end?
Yeah, it's been worth, an interesting talk. Like,
I don't know what that's going to be. Is he going to step aside? This is not an organization that is influenced by people from the outside
at all. Doubt.
Like, it's not an owner-based program. So it's not like somebody like Deion can walk in and be like, okay, hey, here's the deal. And, I mean, he's arguably one of the greatest of all time, right?
Sure.
And
he's got a lot of weight. Nobody going to let him influence the builder.
Nobody cares. So it's one of those things where it's like, I don't know. They could probably – this might be one of the best places he could end up.
Right.
Arguably because he'll have the least effect on his career, but I don't know.
I think he's prime.
Oh, okay.
For a smaller market. You know, I don't know. I don't think Green Bay is the right place, though.
I don't think there's no way they're drafting a quarterback there or, you know, Shador. But it was on my mind this morning.
Yeah.
And then it was like, I heard Travis Hunter, I think, talking about, like, enjoying being here. And he was like, you know, Green Bay, it's up to you. You can come and, you know, trade up and come get me. I'm like, What if the Packers traded the farm and went to like number two with Cleveland and went and got Travis Hunter? That would be wild.
Yeah. I mean, the thing to
wide receiver
remember,
quarterback they need, like, they're looking at those positions. Yeah. I mean, it makes sense.
I think the thing to remember though, when you're looking at the Packers, they're a young team, right? There's so many good prospects that might not have been realized yet, and what the team is actually capable of. So. Really, when I think the Packers are looking at drafting, they're not looking for that ultra superstar.
Yeah,
that
they need grab. They need a base. They need depth.
Yeah, they just need a couple pocket players that can pick and pull and put them in different positions.
Well, you know, y'all know offensive linemen are my favorite. So
no,
you know,
question.
It's it can never have enough good offensive linemen, guys. That I'm always made sure I was friends with the linemen because I need that protection on and off the field. If I run my mouth off the field, I need those guys to come and, you know, get my back because I'm not gonna be able to protect myself. So, well, appreciate you, Darren College, Tony Mull, the duo of the three fat guys. Jason Spitz is working, so you know he couldn't stop by and say hi. But guys, I appreciate y'all coming by and have fun. I'm sure I'll see you over there at the Draft Experience sometime later.
Perfect. Thanks
right,
for
guys.
Having us.
Appreciate
Anytime,
it.
Anytime, buddy.
All right. We are the Mason Crosby Show, and we're presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the NFL Draft. And we are on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. We'll be right back.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.